I got an incredible story for you. It's a tribute concert making a difference in the community. I got an incredible person who is organizing something fantastic for deceased Samuel Byrd. How are you, Lori?
Hi, my name is Lori Shaw Grayeyes, and I'm the owner and executive director for a company called Gen 7 Path. I'll tell you a little bit about the concert. The concert really is more than a performance. It's a call to healing and unity in action. The listeners and the attenders will experience a night powerful Indigenous music coming together to support the Byrd Potts family and raise awareness for missing and murdered Indigenous people. Every ticket will fund ongoing search and healing efforts to find Samuel and bringing the light and importance of truth and reconciliation and collective strength to the family and to our Indigenous people.
Lori, tell me a little more. What sparked the interest? What made you want to cause and create something beautiful and magical with team members? This is so important.
Yeah, so I'm Indigenous. I'm a Cree from Muskeg Lake Cree Nation. I'm a Gray Eyes. And I've spent the last 10 years finding who I was as an Indigenous woman. I didn't grow up on reserve. So I'm trying to bridge the gap with a company called Gen 7 Path. Gen 7 Path is a movement led by Indigenous artists and our visionaries to really bring together the Indigenous and non-Indigenous on the path to reconciliation. And we do that through songs as music and speech as music to heal trauma and bridge and build bridges between the Indigenous and non-Indigenous in Canada. And we do that through our music. We're actually also launching a song called Break the Chain at this event. It's really a powerful anthem and a movement to end cycles of pain, addiction, loss, and self-destruction, and really transforming our youth to resilience and hope. We feature both Michelle Jolly and our rapper, Young Bear, Gage Arcand. The song honors those who have lost young ones to fentanyl abuse, drug abuse, self-destruction, and also people that have been lost in their life. So we're really trying to inspire the next generation to rise strong and really get back to traditional healing through Wakotuan teachings.
Lori, I'm in, and I love this. The partnership, the collaboration. So CFWE and The Raven are media sponsors to benefit this concert for Samuel Byrd in St. Albert. Tell me a little more. What can one expect? Because there's so much happening, eh? There's so much happening.
So you have seven artists that are coming. The concert is a call to unity for families, for the Potts and the Byrd families, and all the communities in and around Edmonton and across Canada. We want to stand together for love and awareness. Each performance is a prayer. Each lyric is a message of strength, reminding us that healing begins when we choose connection over isolation, compassion over judgment, and hope over despair. So together we can heal for our next generation, breaking the cycle with one song, one heart, and one spirit at one time.
For more information, Lori, where can our audience connect with you more?
Sure. We're at gen7path.ca.